I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Tonight, we're spilling the housewives tea with the highest echelon of drag race royalty. It's Watch What Happens Live with Shea Coulee, Jada Essence Hall, and Tatiana now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight sun, MCAC.
Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with three guests here to serve body, yaddy, yaddy, and hot takes on Bravo, Avo, Avo. Please welcome the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 5, Shea Coulee. Hi, Shea.
Hey, Andy. How's it going?
Great. Great to see you. And the winner of Drag Race Season 12, Jada Essence Hall.
Hey, Andy.
I mean, I was going to comment on the backdrop, but look at the front drop.
Yeah,
yes.
We're dripping in gold today.
Yes, we are. And from season two of Drag Race and season two of All Stars, Tatiana.
Yeah.
Hi,
hey,
Tatiana.
Andy.
Oh,
how are you?
So exciting. Very excited the three of you are here. Now, you all of you are big Housewives fans, which is one of the reasons you're here. Tatiana, you've been loving on the franchise since 2010. We found this on your Facebook page 11 years ago. You say, I'm a Housewives obsessed freak. You love Bethany and Teresa, and you say you have a crush on me. So we appreciate this.
All things true. I don't remember that at all, but I stand by it. There you go.
Well, we also need your thoughts on Robin Dixon's alter ego, Tatiana, with the black shake and go wig. What did you think?
You know, anyone who knows me know that I used to go with a good black shake and go wig myself. So I approve. It did not work for her in the way I think that she thought it was going to, but thumbs up for trying something new.
All right. Very good. Well, queens, not only are you all undeniably fierce, but you're extremely fierce Bravo fans. I want to get into your love of the Housewives with a Clubhouse quickie Bravo edition. Tell me what Housewives quote you're most likely to use in the wild, Shay.
Were people doing coke in your bathroom?
What about you, Jada?
Absolutely. Buy wig to anybody all the time.
Yes.
Always buy wig. If your wig. Even if your wig is fly, it's buy wig.
Right. What about you, Tatiana?
I said what I said.
Classic.
Yes.
Classic.
Yes.
Oh my God. Who do you think is the sexiest house husband, Shay?
It's like kind of a tie. I would have to say one, but I feel like I would have to fight Michael for one, so I will say Maurizio instead.
Okay, that's good. He's a classic. Tatiana, do you have an opinion on that?
Joe Gorga. Yes.
Okay, what about you, Jada?
I love it. I'm going to be 100% honest and just say for a fact, and I hope Wendy does not come for me, but bitch, I love some Eddie, okay? Eddie is chocolate. It looks like you want to just grab him. He might choke you real good.
Okay. He might choke you really good. Okay. Okay, let me ask this to wrap it up. From each of you, tell me a Housewives song that you think is the best Housewives song to lip sync to. Shay.
Drag Queen by Monique.
Ah, all right.
I would absolutely.
Jada?
If it's a drunk night and you're getting sloshed, it's going to be, have to be Gone with the Wind, Fabulous, and Twirling for the King.
All right, what about you, Tatiana?
It has to be Tardy for the Party.
The classic. Yeah. The classic.
Yes, the classic.
All right, the classic. All right. Well, when my guests aren't studying Bravo, they're right at home in the library. So guess what? The reading room is officially open. Shay, Jada, and Tatiana, please read some wives. Shay, who do you want to read first?
You know, I'm going to have to go with our girl, Mary Cosby.
Okay.
Mary, what is up with that wig, girl? Like, it reminds me of Donald Trump's toupee. Like, I don't know where the hairline begins or ends.
Jada.
All I can simply say is that I know Giselle loves to read the girls for age, and Shakira said hips don't lie, but neither do necks and hands, okay? So...
All right, moving on to Tatiana.
You know, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's another cocktail that Jen Shah has thrown across the room while having yet another hissy fit. She needs to learn to keep her cocktails to herself. It's not that difficult.
Okay, I want to leave the reading room open and do another round. Let's do another lap. Shay, who are you going to read now?
Ramona Singer. Ramona, if you have 60 best girlfriends, how come none of them can help you find a man?
Ooh. Jada.
You know, I did not know we were going to do a second lap. I thought this was going to be done, and I was going to head out to a party with my good girl, Luann. So, I'll talk to y'all later, and...
Tatiana.
I love Meredith to death, but the only thing that's stiffer than her forehead is that synthetic bob wig that she wore in her interviews with the blue dress. It was... Yes, wow. Girl.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, queens. You gave us what we asked for. Appreciate it. Now, my guests are no strangers to a sickening runway reveal, but they're about to give us their most show-stopping revelations yet. It's time for That's My Unpopular Opinion. Queens, you each have a unique Bravo hot take that you're excited to share. I'm going to put 15 seconds on the clock, and each of you can make your case. Okay, Shay, I want to start with a hot opinion from you.
Mine is that Dorit's accent is natural. It is what we would describe as mid-Atlantic. It was what they created for TV stars back in the 50s. And I am someone who was raised by TV. I think it's natural. Go ahead, Dorit.
All right, there you go. I enjoyed watching Jada watch you with that hot, with that opinion. Okay, Jada, what's yours?
Okay, let's really quickly. I think people gave a lot of to Sheree for She by Sheree, but honestly, we really could use all those joggers right now. Had we known this pandemic would happen and we would be locked in our houses, those joggers, spring, summer, whenever that is coming.
By the way, I could not agree with you more. And I feel like if she got a line of joggers out right now, there is so much brand recognition for She by Sheree joggers. It would be it would be like Lululemon. Forget it.
True.
Tatiana, last but not least, go.
I think a lot of people think that Robin Dixon is boring, but I do not. I think that she balances the whole entire cast. You need a voice of reason, and I find her quite funny, and I like looking at her husband, so I think that she's awesome all around.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let's go to some viewer questions. Tatiana, of Olivia Liu knows what a big Britney Spears fan you are, wondering your thoughts on the Free Britney movement in light of the new documentary. Have you seen it?
Yes, I watched a documentary. I think I've watched it twice now. I think it's great. Everyone gets to see what's been going on for the past 13 years. I don't think a lot of people really were aware of what was happening and how awful it is. And and everyone's mad at people that they need to be mad at, like Diane Sawyer and Britney's dad and Justin Timberlake. So I'm loving it.
Shea Coulee, Holden Boo wants to know your reaction to the Tamisha Amon Candy Muse fight in Untucked a few weeks ago.
That's a hard one because I'm a big fan of both Tamisha Amon and Candy. However, I do feel like Tamisha Amon came in a little hot because they were just asking like who was in the bottom. And she's like, let me tell you who I don't like and why it's you, Candy. Right. So sometimes, you know, it's hard when someone comes at you like that. And I love to see that they had the opportunity to at least come to a place of understanding. But damn, it was some good TV. I loved it.
Jada, Lumpia Delight said, is the recent pick of the Melanin Dynasty being used for promo for an upcoming music collab?
Well, first of all, I cannot sing. It would definitely be like either me playing the triangle in this group or it's, I don't know. But maybe you can ask Shay. She knows better than me.
Hello. We just wanted to put on matching outfits and take a photo. That was really it. It's not that deep.
Perfect. Who doesn't? Now, at reunions, the housewives always come to work, but sometimes their ensembles, frankly, don't work out. In the words of Tatiana, choices. So without further ado, category is reunion realness. I'm going to show you pairs of women from the same reunion. Tell us whose style wins the head-to-head. Shay, who's your top and bottom between Mary Cosby and Meredith Marks?
Meredith is in the top. Mary's in the bottom. I don't understand the fur cowl neck with the matching cuffs. It's just a boot for me. But I love the super cute copper tuxedo dress. Like, it's hot.
Okay, Jada, who's your top and bottom between Dorit and Garcelle?
Garcelle, down. It's a statement, and I love a jacket.
Okay, Tatiana, who's your top and bottom between Heather Gay and Jen Shah?
I'm going to have to give it to Jen Shah. Yeah, I love the everything happening here. She's showing off everything that she has. I respect that.
Okay, Shay, who's your top and bottom between Candace and Wendy?
Ooh, Wendy ate that. Wendy ate, so I'm gonna have to give it to Wendy.
You don't like the bow on Candace?
You know, I love a good bow, but I felt like the theme was really yellow and like the bottom half of her dress was not singing like everybody else's color palette, but she looked better than Giselle.
Okay. Jada, who's your top and bottom between Lisa Barlow and Whitney Rose?
Whitney. 100% Whitney.
Okay. Tatiana, who's your top and bottom between Portia and Cynthia?
Ooh. Top I'd have to give to Cynthia. They are sitting properly. They look great. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Queens. By the way, do you all think that Giselle gets too much crap for her style? Do you all think?
No.
She just needs a stylist. Like there's nothing wrong with asking for help. And she's a beautiful woman and everybody lets her know that. And I feel like if she was like really just like styled to like perfection, like Giselle would just be like so unbelievably breathtaking. It takes away from her beauty.
Okay, well, if I state 10 Bravo opinions, will my guests agree on all of them, giving us 10s, 10s, 10s across the board? Let's find out with Bravo or hell no. I'm going to read Bravo-related statements and count down from three. Hold up your signs. Let's see how many viewpoints you share. Okay, here we go. Kyle Richards looks better with bangs than without. 3, 2, 1, Bravo or hell no?
No.
Okay.
I like her with the bangs.
Okay. Aviva's leg toss is more iconic than Teresa's table flip. 3, 2, 1, Bravo or hell no? All right.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, okay. Well, you're entitled to your opinion. Okay. Karen Huger is not the Grand Dame of Potomac. 3, 2, 1, Bravo or hell no?
I'm torn.
She tried.
Why are you torn?
I feel like you need somebody to lead the way, and she gives a grandness, but also probably not.
If not Karen, who? If not Karen, who?
Okay.
That's what, yeah, see,
how about
that's
this one? How about this one? I would rather live in Moore Manor over Chateau Charest. 3, 2, 1, Bravo or hell no? Okay.
Thanks.
Chateau Charest is very big. I do not enjoy a reunion walk-off. 3, 2, 1, Bravo or hell no?
I love it.
You love it. Okay. Jen Shah is too much, even for me. 3, 2, 1, Bravo or hell no? Okay.
I love chaos.
You love chaos. Tatiana's done with it. Kim Zolciak's
throwing drink.
Kim Zolciak's season one wigs are the worst we've ever seen on any franchise. 3, 2, 1, Bravo or hell no? Oh, you say
Mary took the cake.
Okay, you give it to Mary. Wow, that's saying something.
Oh, okay, these Marys were human.
Dorit is more stylish.
Let me make sure mine is straight.
Dorit is more stylish than Erica Jane. 3, 2, 1, Bravo or hell no?
Okay, this is like
it's a Sophie's choice.
I like Dorit's style more. But I feel like Erica's comes more from Erica, if that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Okay, last question. This is gonna be a tough one. Apollo Nida is sexier than Mauricio Umansky. 3, 2, 1, Bravo or hell no.
Y'all, I'm gonna have to be honest.
Okay.
To me, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Jail and all.
It's good.
Lock us up together. Erica from Virginia tweeted us, I love this question. Is there any one song that all drag queens should retire from their lip sync catalog forever? Can any of you think of one, Shay?
I don't even know the name of it, but it's the J-Lo song, the one that's like, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, yeah,
nah,
yeah.
Nah.
On the floor.
On the floor. If I never see another queen do a terrible rendition of On the Floor ever again, I would be really happy.
What about you, Tatiana?
Single Ladies? I love Beyonce. But that one, I'd be okay with not seeing that performed again by another drag queen. Yeah.
Jada, do you have one?
Okay, I don't know if y'all see it often in the bars, but it's this mix where it starts off with Whitney Houston going, whatever you want, and she talks about the nails breaking in the cooking pot, and then goes into Get On Up, and the girls do it everywhere.
Oh, yes.
All the time. Get on out.
Yes.
Get on out of here.
Yes. Yep.
Have any of you heard from famous ladies who've seen you doing their songs?
T-Boz approved of my T-Boz look from TLC on All Stars 2. She definitely enjoyed it. So that was super exciting too.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was on Twitter. Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, if you thought my guests got fired up about RuPaul's Drag Race eliminations that came too soon, get ready for their thoughts on former housewives. It's time for Bring Back My Wife. All three of you are prepared to make your case for the housewife you would like to see return. I want to start with Shea Coulee.
Okay, so the wife that I would like to see brought back would be Sheree Wakefield. Okay, look, when it came to season 9 of Atlanta, y'all could have given Sheree Wakefield a storyline producer credit because she got that story going. She knows how to get the bone. She knows how to drop it. And she knows how to come out completely unscathed. She's slippery, and I love it.
All right, Jada, you're up.
Speaking of slippery, Phaedra was slippery until she slipped and got caught. But I love Phaedra, and I feel like the drama she brought to the show was so amazing. I feel like, what is life if we don't have drama? Like I said earlier, I love chaos, and she brought a lot of chaos.
Okay, what about you, Tatiana?
I have to agree, it's Phaedra. She's one of the best readers in all of the Housewives franchise.
The galaxy, yes.
She gives the best reads. She's ridiculous. She's hilarious. I love her so much. Yes, so.
All right. Well, viewers, I know you want to weigh in on this, so answer our poll on Twitter right now. And I want to thank Shea, Jada, and Tatiana for being here. We're going to Twitter Live. We're going to let our virtual audience ask the Queen some questions. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we are back. With Shea Coulee, Jada Essence Hall, and Tatiana, I want to go to our virtual audience. Gage has a question for Shea.
Hi, Shea.
We love you. How are your relationships with both Alexis and India after India accused Alexis and Mayhem of plotting to vote you out of All Stars 5? And do you agree with Alexis that India cheated her out of being in the finals?
Number one, you look fabulous. Number two, I still speak with Alexis. I don't really speak as much with India because I think it became a little bit apparent how she like tried to spin that. And it really sucked because I always try and give people the benefit of the doubt. But that really did, to answer your third question, kind of cheat Alexis out of being able to really make it into the finale. So
yeah.
All right. Jack has a question for Jada.
Hi, Jada.
Oh, hey, Jack.
Hey. Okay, so my question is, I'm great. How are you?
Okay, what is he asking?
Okay, so my question is, Oh, good. Okay. So your sis, Kimora Hall, was on Drag Race. What did you think of her getting eliminated first? And was there anything that she could have done differently to stay on the show longer?
Okay. Ooh, tea. Ooh. Okay. I think that Kimora had a great run. Thankfully, there were like 500 episodes before anybody got eliminated. So it really didn't matter that she went first, but also I know sometimes she can get in her head, and unfortunately that's just the name of the game with Drag Race. If you allow it to affect you, it can send you home. But I do know that she's going to have a fabulous career. She's sickening. She's stunning. People love stunning people, I think. I would like to believe that.
It took her a long time to do her makeup, right?
I mean, yeah. That's the time it took her to do her makeup was literally like what it would take me to do it if I was drinking wine and having shots and maybe watching The Housewives at the same time.
Okay, Jerry has a question for Tatiana. Ask away, Jerry.
Hi, Tatiana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing so good. Oh, I love the red hair. Okay, my question... My question is, what did you think about Ariana Grande loving your portrayal of her and the You Need to Calm Down Taylor Swift music video?
Oh, that's another one. I should have mentioned her, too. I was so, what's the word? I was surprised because I was only in there for a short little sec. But yeah, she really enjoyed it. She posted the pictures on her Instagram. I was very humbled by it. I was super appreciative that she enjoyed the whole look and everything. And she actually ended up following me for a little bit on Instagram too. So I felt special. Wow. It was really cool.
And then she unfollowed you?
I think sometimes like the girls will like go. I've noticed this with a few artists where they're like clear all of their follows.
And then
go back to only following people that they know, which is totally fine.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't think it was personal. Yeah.
Anyone else in the audience have a question for the queens? If you do, raise your hand. Yes. Okay. Up on the top right. Yes.
Me?
Yeah. Is that me? Okay. Hi, Marcus.
Yay.
And we love y'all. So my question is for Shea Coulee. I love the iconic reunion back and forth with Valentina. And I'm wondering, where are you now, girl? Are y'all good? What's the tea?
I love your Shotsky in the background, by the way. Thank you.
Time heals so many things. And honestly, like, Valentina and I, like, in that reunion, very much so, like, had even spoken to each other. We were like, we're very much so going to give our, like, Real Housewives reunion tension reads moment. And we just lived that fantasy. And we've grown so much since then. And things are all good.
Shay, Ali R wants to know if you ever heard from Janelle Monáe after your epic lip sync of Make Me Feel right before you were crowned the winner of All Stars Season 5.
Not personally, but she actually said some really lovely things in an interview, and I just thought that it was absolutely amazing. So I have it down in writing.
All right. There you go. Well, I want to thank our virtual audience. You all look great. They dressed for the occasion. Yes. And of course, you queens always dress for the occasion. I loved having you. Thank you, Shea Coulee, Jada Essence Hall, and Tatiana. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks, queens.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.